You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, I have the privilege of introducing a first-time guest to the show. His name is Richard Gulas. He is a member of the he is the video production manager of Networks, and welcome to the show, Richard.
Thanks very much, Mike.
It's great to have you here, and we'll find out what Networks is, and I guess we should probably start with that. What is Networks?
Go ahead. Well, Networks began in 2008, and basically the mission of Networks is to promote and to promote Rhode Island artists and to let people know what Rhode Island artists are doing past and present.
And when you say Rhode Island artists, you're talking about various kinds of medium, right?
Right. Particularly visual artists in Rhode Island.
Okay, so would this be anything from film to pottery to canvas to all of those things?
Exactly.
Of the above.
Yes, indeed.
But you are particularly involved with video.
Right. I am the videographer for all the videos that are being produced. It's basically it consists of artist portraits, videos, that photographic portraits, that is, videos, exhibitions, panel discussions, salons, and also the publication of a catalog. Which this year was done by Malcolm Greer Designers, which is a fantastic catalog. The photographs are done by Scott Lapham, a wonderful photographer who lives in Providence. And the exhibition at the Newport Art Museum was expertly curated by Nancy Whipple Grinnell.
Okay.
And I think by the time this show airs, it'll be gone from there, but...
That's all right. There'll be other places, I'm sure.
Absolutely. The next show that we're doing is at Gallery Z in Providence on Federal Hill in Providence, and that opens mid-January, probably, I believe it's I'm sorry, I don't have the dates of that, but...
Well, we have ways to find that out
check
online, and you have Facebook information. People can go to Facebook and check out About Networks. And how long you've been involved since the beginning, 2008?
I've been involved since the beginning, 2008.
And your background and what got you into this? Are you because you're just a nice guy, or how did this all start?
Well, no, it's not because I was a nice guy, but I have been doing video and film things since I can remember. I graduated from the Rhode Island School of Design and in film video, and I've been always sort of interested in artists and working with artists. Through AS220, Bert Krenka, who was the artistic director there, and I was at one time the gallery director there. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I did when I was there was to start a television program that was aired on it was cable access stuff. So we interviewed a lot of artists around, particularly in AS220 and in Rhode Island, and so that always stuck with Bert. And when this came up, this whole idea of Networks came up, Bert had me in mind for that. I have to say too that Dr. Joseph Chazen, who is essentially the driving force behind this whole project,
mm-hmm.
Was really instrumental in beginning this whole thing and starting the whole thing.
Great. All right. Well, we'll find out more about your days at Rhode Island School of Design, because you were probably one of those wild kids in my neighborhood that I had a problem with. But
I probably was.
Yeah, you probably were. But we'll get to a little piece of music here. Now, this is a little bit different in that obviously Networks is not you are not a performing artist as far, musically. And so getting the music selected for this was a little bit of a challenge, but I guess not too much, because you put together some background music. Is that how that worked?
Right. No, I'm not a musician, although I do play some musical instruments, but usually people can't listen to them for very long when I'm playing. But I do enjoy music, and when you're making a video or making film, you know, music is a very crucial component
sure.
to that.
Setting the mood,
and mm-hmm. So it is a challenge. Many of these artists that we've been depicting are highly talented, and some of them are musicians themselves. And so if that's the case, then I always go there first.
Right.
You know, and as a matter of fact, many of them have family members, too, that are musicians. Mm-hmm. And I've tapped that resource as well.
All right. So you brought a CD with you, and the very first cut on that CD is a short piece. But tell us about that one.
Oh, that's a perfect example. That is a piece called Mountain Light by Lila Anderson, the actual daughter of Ben Anderson, who is one of the featured artists in the Networks project. He's a ceramicist, she's, I believe, at Bard College at the moment.
Okay, we'll listen to Mountain Light and be back with more. If that music was supposed to put me in a mellow mood, but I feel very comfortable now, so that was very nice. It was soothing, is a good word for it, I guess. You mentioned the name Chazen in the conversation before. Why don't you just give us a little bit more information about him?
Yes, Dr. Chazen is a nephrologist in Providence and has been very instrumental in starting this project. He has been collecting art from many of these artists for the last 25 or 30 years, and considers many of them his friends. And that's where we started. So we started, that was back in 2008, you know, gathering these names of his, you know, close associates who were artists, and sort of branched out from there. Some of the people now, or many of the people now, actually, are far less familiar to him. But since he is the driving force and also the monetary force behind it, we sort of started there. And now it's getting far more diverse, and we hope to continue making it so.
All right. And this catalog that you mentioned, it's very beautiful, the one you brought with you. There's, what, about 20 or so artists in there?
There's 24 artists featured in this catalog. 20, yes.
And they have, again, all different kinds of things that they do. It's not just, You're not just talking about an oil painting or something. It's a different medium, right?
Yes, right. Sculptural medium, printmaking, painting. People know about big Nazo puppets. There's the director of that, Arminio Pinque, is featured in here. People who paint on glass, people who create glass, cast glass, use paper. Very, very diverse.
All right. And all this is going to be, as you said, on Federal Hill coming up very soon. And that's going to be on display. And are all the works on display at that one show? Or is there just one or two artists? How does that work?
No, there's quite a few artists. Not all of these 23 artists that will be at that show, I don't believe. But there's a very diverse group. And since the space up there, Gallery Z, on Atwells Avenue, it's not doesn't have the grand halls that the Newport Art Museum has. But so many of the pieces will be smaller, but it's really wonderful work. It should not be missed.
All right. Well, let's get to another piece of music before we get too far along. And this is the fifth cut off the CD you brought. And tell us about this one.
Oh, okay. This is La Cabeza by Michael Delia. And this was written for the video of Nicole Chesney, who is an artist who paints on mirrored glass. And her pieces are very ethereal, very sort of landscape-based, but really quite beautiful. As a matter of fact, the Wheeler School just commissioned her to do a very, very large piece. That's part of their new student union center.
All right.
Over there, so.
All right, we'll listen to this and envision the landscape as we listen. Thank you. Now, Richard, occasionally there are connections between artists and musicians, and there happens to be a connection we were talking about off-air between this last piece we listened to, right, and the artist that was represented.
Right. The musician Michael Delia is actually the significant other of Nicole Chesney, who is the artist featured in this video.
So, I see. So that's how that works.
Yeah, that's a major connection.
That's a major connection. Yes, all right. Sure. Well, we have one more piece we can fit in this first segment. Why don't we go to that right now and tell us about Spooky Will.
Spooky Will. It's an accordion piece by William Schaff, who this piece was used in the video that was featuring him. So it was a piece of music that he did himself. It wasn't made specifically for the video, but it was something that he
had. So he made a video and then took one of his pieces of music that he had written and used it.
Right, right. Okay. Well, basically, the video, I create all the videos for these okay. artists, and then, you know, look for the music.
And this
here
is one
there.
He suggested.
This is one that, yeah. that I heard. He gave me a big stack of stuff, and I picked this one out of it.
All right. Well, great. We'll listen to that and then take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the very interesting group called Networks, and we'll be back after these messages.
One, two, three, four.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're talking about Networks with Richard Goulis, who is the video production manager of Networks. And there is a show that was running in Newport. It's now been moved and open now in Providence, just Gallery Z on Atwells Avenue in Providence. And it'll be there till the 26th of February with some highlighted dates like... On the 20th, Richard, what's happening on that night, the 20th? Is that like free lobster salad or something?
Well, you never know what they're going to have up there, but the 20th of January is the actual artist reception.
Okay.
So many of the artists will be there present at the gallery, and you can Yeah, I have all kinds of questions answered if you have any.
So you can actually approach the artist normally and you know, without security.
Right.
and ask so. Questions.
All right, yes. And I'm sure they would welcome that.
So we're talking about networks, which is a little bit different opportunity for a show for us on Conducting Conversations. We don't get these kind of opportunities very often. You have to use your mind a little bit and envision some of the things we're talking about. The music that is related somewhat, and that is music that Richard has chosen to back up videos. Now, how does this all process all start? Do you have an idea of, or you want to make a video about what? Give us an example.
Well, the procedure is, first of all, the artists are chosen by either Dr. Chazen, Bert Krenka, myself, or any other people who may recommend artists to us. They're chosen, mm-hmm. usually 12 to 13 artists per year. And then we get the list, and everybody is told that, hey, congratulations, you've been chosen, blah, blah, blah. And then it's up to me. My department is to actually create a video about these artists.
About the artists and their art?
The artists and their art, yes.
Okay.
To me, they're one and the same.
Okay.
And the pieces run anywhere from 5 minutes to 11 minutes, but they've been averaging around 8 or 8.5 minutes
mm-hmm.
right now. And then, after I've contacted the artist and we set up shoot dates and
sure.
we go and we talk and I follow them around with my camera and get in their face and make a nuisance of myself sometimes. But they've been very generous and it's been a great pleasure to do that, really. This is one of the best things I've ever done.
So now where are these videos seen?
Well, we compile a DVD that is inserted into the catalog for the exhibition. That's the main place.
Okay. So in other words, if I attended the exhibition, I would then get a catalog, and then that would be I could go home, watch the DVD, and find out more about the artists, how they might create things, that type of thing.
Yeah, that's one way to get the catalog at the exhibition. Then the videos are usually running. In a kiosk somewhere in a corner on a
right.
video monitor.
Right.
We do have scheduled screenings.
Mm-hmm.
Just this past October, we had a big screening at the RISD Museum of all the 2010 artists. And periodically throughout the time frame
mm-hmm.
Of the year, we have featured exhibitions or screenings. We did one at the University Club. We just did one at Providence Art Club. Last fall, we did one at the Providence Athenaeum,
mm-hmm.
Providence Public Libraries, and so on.
So,
and so
it
on.
Gets so around.
It does
around.
Get around, yeah. And there's more in the works all the time. So.
And, Richard, this also might be a good time to let everybody know that they can actually watch the videos that you've produced by going to PBS. There will be on Channel 36 in the Rhode Island area, WSBE. There'll be a rebroadcast of the videos. And on Saturday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. and the 23rd at 11 p.m. is part one. And then part two, Saturday, January 29th at 7 p.m. and the 30th at 11 p.m. So check that out. Well, we've been kind of intermixing a little music with this, a music that Richard uses in the videos. And this next cut is number 9 on the CD that you brought. What cheer? Old Rhode Island saying. Tell us about this one.
Right. The What Cheer Brigade. It's a marching band.
Mm-hmm.
It's I think it's like an 18, 19, 20 piece marching band. You know, tubas, trombones, trumpets,
right.
drums, you name it.
I believe I've seen them. I live diagonally across the street from Prospect Park,
okay.
where Roger Williams is overlooking the city. And I've heard them there on numerous occasions, right there at that park, I think.
Right, I'm sure. Yeah, they show up at various places, sort of unannounced, and you never know when you might stumble upon them. But they're very energetic,
mm-hmm.
really.
Absolutely, yeah.
Really wonderful.
All right, we'll listen to this and then be back with more of Networks. the What Cheer Band. Yes, that does bring back memories for me. I can hear them. They are a rowdy bunch. Now, in doing these videos and putting all this together, what does the average one take? You say they're 8 or 9 minutes usually when mm-hmm. it's and when it's seen. What does that mean to you as far as work? Is that 10 hours of work? Is that 100 hours of work?
Well, it varies. I would say there's an average of about 200 hours, all said and done.
For each piece?
Each piece, about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this isn't something you just, I just filmed for 10 minutes.
Right.
I'll put it on, 10 minutes, you're done.
No, it's very involved for me. I mean, it's like sculpting mm-hmm. to me, cobbling things. I mean, you've got to, you shoot for a day or two, and then you may, you have to remember I'm simultaneously working on 4 or 5 at a time.
Right.
So,
right.
It's pretty involved,
mm-hmm.
and you have to get sort of inside these people's heads and become slightly obsessed with them for a period of time.
Well, you've gotten my interest up. I can't wait to see the video that you brought with you. And so I'll be watching that with great interest. As we go along here, the music is very diversified, and this next one that we're going to listen to, number 11 on your list, Miles Stenhouse. Tell us about that.
Oh, Miles Stenhouse and the Road to Ruin. That's a local musician. I believe he's actually at the NYU right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the son of one of the artists, Carl Bourgeois. And this piece is featured in her video. It's actually the opening number in her video.
Great. All right. We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more.
You can look around.
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're speaking with Richard Goulis, who is representing Networks, which is kind of an, I don't want to use the word cooperative because it's not a cooperative, but it's an artist group. And Richard is a videographer, which goes and follows them around, gets in their face for X amount of time, and creates a video about them and their work. Or as he says, it's all one, their work and them. And, you know, we talked about some of the involvement and how this all goes together. But I think it's important that our audience knows that art in the community is what this is all about, right?
Exactly. I mean, this was started to feature Rhode Island visual artists and to make sure that what work they do is documented and preserved in this way, and also to let people know what is going on right under their noses, really. I mean, to make the art scene, mm-hmm. if you will, more prominent, more accessible.
Sure, and get it out so that people can appreciate it and understand what it's all about and the point that they're trying to make. And you can do that by going to the gallery on Federal Hill. The show will be there for about a month or so after this airs, a little longer than that. And support this just by attending and buying this beautiful catalog, which is only like $10 or something.
That's right.
And you get the DVD with it. So, I mean, that's a heck of a deal. You get to go to the gallery and see the exhibition and throw your support mostly by attendance and interest. And I know the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts has had a little bit of help
right.
in there for you. So
that's right.
It's good that they're involved with this, and
yeah.
we appreciate their help as well.
Yeah, and the RISCA, Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, has distributed the catalogs to all the Rhode Island libraries as well. They help pay for that.
Oh, great. So if you're in the listening area and if you're down in Westerly or New London, Connecticut, or wherever, and you might be able to go to your library and get this rather than to, if you don't have the opportunity to travel up, and find out more about Networks. It's written all as one word, Networks, and so it's worth looking up. Richard, tell us about this next piece of music we're going to listen to, number 12 on your CD, Miles Bear, is that it?
Miles Bear is a musician and artist in Providence. This piece is accompanied on the Daniel Clayman video. Miles is a good friend of Dan Clayman, and Dan asked him to create this music for his video. So this was an example of music made entirely for the video.
Great. All right, we'll listen to that now.
Thank you.
Very pretty, but very short, Richard. That was just like a minute and a half's worth. So we have opportunity to stick another piece of music in here. I remember that earlier in the program you mentioned Big Nazo.
Oh, right. Big Nazo is a puppet troupe in Providence, been around since the 80s. They do all... they have a band, a rhythm and blues band. They appear just about everywhere around the state and around the world.
A lot of people have seen them at First Night celebrations or Bright Night or whatever it's mm-hmm. called now, but seen them in various capacities. I know even this summer at Theater by the Sea, they did a little Shop of Horrors, and the big plant was created by Big Nazo.
Exactly.
So there we go. I think a lot of people are familiar with that name. I mean, you did a video on that?
I did a video about the director, Erminio Pinkway, the artistic director and creator of Big Nazo.
All right. And you have a piece of music for that?
Yes. This is a piece that Erminio wrote. It's called Shine.
You know, life's got four seasons. There's winter, spring, summer, and fall. This is a story about my grandpa Stinky. He almost lived to see them all. Stinky had extra grapes and squashed them up into a bottle of wine. Hid it all in the basement, left it there for a long, long time. Not really, didn't go for that drinking.
Memories of Big Nazo. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a great catalog that you brought in, and I'm very anxious to take it home and check out the DVD that's inserted in the back. On the cover are the artists that are involved, and I thought it might be a nice little gesture if we just go through and mention each artist's name. I know you've obviously worked with them all, so I'll leave that up to you.
Yeah, sure. The catalog was designed by Malcolm Greer, as I said. It's a beautiful checkerboard arrangement of all the artist photos by Scott Lapham. It's a great thing. So it covers the artists from 2009 and 2010. So, I could mention all their names. This is Astrid, Anu Palakanathu Matthew, Bob Dilworth, Jim Reynolds, Steve Easton, William Schaff, Nicole Chesney, Stephen Brownell, Tom Seguros, Tony Ramos, Neil Walsh, Augustine Patino, Arminio Pinque, McDonald Wright, Coral Bourgeois, Donna Bruton, Ken Spicer, Wendy Wall, Ben Anderson, Dan Klayman, Yitzhak Eliashiv, Leslie Bostrom, and Malcolm Greer.
There you go.
That's everybody.
That's amazing. It's an amazing group, and I'm sure those of you that are listening, if you didn't know all those names, well, now you should learn all those names, and you have that opportunity by seeing the going to the gallery, which is on Federal Hill.
It's Gallery Z.
Gallery Z on Atlas Avenue, and the exhibition will be going through February 26th with a special night on January 20th. And also, I think you mentioned February 17th is going to be another special night.
That's right.
Of party and mm-hmm. and so forth. So this is your opportunity to go there and meet the artists. Will you be there at any one of these?
I will be there. I'll be there as many as I can be at. I will be, yes.
All right. So you'll have the opportunity to meet Richard and get his autograph and so forth. So I want to thank you very much for coming in, Richard. It was great to meet you and bringing this information to our listeners. It's a great treat. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mike.
All right. We're going to go out with one more piece of music. This is the last cut on the CD, and tell us about this one.
Oh, this is a piece by Tim Kutis, actually the husband of one of the artists, Donna Bruton, and he composed this piece for her video.
All right, here we go. We'll listen to that. See you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.